B-Pod Studios.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
Hey, I love y'all. I listen to y'all religiously.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show on Kiss 95.1.
Holy cow, is it? Could it be? It is. It's Friday!
Yeah!
Here in about an hour and 40 minutes for the legendary free-for-all.
We want to French you Friday.
Yes. Who doesn't? You want to wake up warm. You can't do it here in the Carolinas. It's
having
28 degrees outside, my thermometer said.
It's not even going up that much.
I
think 48 is our high today.
Yeah, maybe 55 tomorrow, though. So tomorrow will be a little warmer, but nice. No rain expected until Thanksgiving. Ish. I think they said maybe Black Friday is going to be a little rough, but what about you? What's up in your world today?
I'm like 90% finished putting Christmas decorations up in my house.
I thought that was yesterday's.
I got the tree up. The tree is officially done.
Oh, okay.
So the tree was 100% done yesterday. The rest of my decorations are about 85 to 90% done.
My neighbor hires a company. They come and they put the lights on the gutter, but they also clean out the gutter.
Oh, yeah. We do the same thing, but I can't get them there until next week. But we still put the wreaths on the window and do that whole thing.
So I went out last night to take the garbage out, and I can hear talking, and I had no idea this was happening. It was dark. It was probably like 8 o'clock, and I look over. There's a guy hanging from the roof, roped. The other guy's on top of the roof, roped. So he's the anchor, and the guy went down the side of the roof, and he's roped to the guy all the way up top.
No way.
Yes.
Is that safe?
No.
Is that like a normal way to put up Christmas lights?
No.
Who do they hire?
I was like, oh my gosh. I go, Santa, is that you? And they laughed, and oh, who would they hire? I don't know. Some trapeze artist, I guess.
Seriously.
Some high wire people. I had one of those nights last night where my reality crept into my dream. Hmm. And I know what you're going to say, Lauren, when I tell you. You're going to say it's normal, but it's really not. I had like a stomach ache last night. And I know you think that that's normal for me. It's not. I tend to be gassy without stomach pain.
Okay.
So last night I actually had a stomach ache, and it worked its way into my dream where I was at the World Cup, which starts on Monday for Team USA, 2 p.m. against Wales. I was at the World Cup game, and I had to go to the bathroom, but every stall was taken. I look at my clock, and it's like that weird time. It's like 3:45, yeah. So I have another 30 minutes to sleep. And I'm like, do I get up and go to the bathroom? So I just sat there. And finally, I got up and I went to the bathroom.
Then you couldn't go back to sleep.
And no, other way. I went back to sleep so freaking hard, I did not want to wake back up again. So anyway, I always find it funny when, like, your reality creeps into your dreams. So.
Cash was doing some weird stuff last night, too. He was, like, trying to hug somebody in midair.
That's funny. That's funny. Well, you know, it's a year ago, my mom passed away.
Yeah.
Almost to the... I woke up at,
tomorrow,
like a normal...
Right?
No, it was today.
Today.
It was the 18th.
Okay.
So it was this morning around 5 a.m. mom passed away. And I knew that mom had passed because my brother called me right as I was leaving the house.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to call me unless something happened. So mom passed. And then I had that weird experience. Remember, we had a plan to go to Folly Beach for my wife's birthday. So we decided to go anyway. I mean, mom passed and, you know, she was with God now. So there's nothing for us to do except wait for the funeral. So we went and I had that moment where I was laying in the bed and I thought for sure Dean had gotten into the bed. Like I felt a hand on my leg.
Yeah.
Remember I was telling you this and it was like rubbing my leg.
Yeah.
And I didn't even open my eyes because I just knew it was going to be Dean. And it was nobody, you know. So
yeah.
That was just mom. And anyway, last night she gave me a stomach ache. I don't know what she's trying to tell me. It wasn't.
She's trying to tell you to eat better, dude. She's trying to tell you.
Guess what? I didn't eat that bad last night. I had rotisserie chicken.
Your body was in shock.
Rice. Yeah,
it
that's
was
possible.
In shock.
And cucumber.
It's like cucumber. What's this green thing? Eject.
All right, we have Taylor Swift tickets for you every hour, starting at. Oh no, I don't. We don't have that. Okay, we have.
Help, Nicole.
No, it's okay. You know who else doesn't have Taylor Swift tickets? Ticketmaster also doesn't have Taylor Swift tickets. Uh-huh. So you can say you have them even if you don't. So that's what we're going to do. No, we do have Ed Sheeran tickets for you today at 8:20, though. Ed Sheeran's going to be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta on May 27th. We got your tickets for that. We have a War of the Roses for you at 6:50, a married couple. If you didn't hear that yesterday, we'll play that for you at 6:50 this morning. Also, we have a DM drama that we can all get on board with. Lots to do this morning. And, of course, a legendary Friday free-for-all, throwing out the playlist and playing throwback hits all morning long starting at 7:45. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Taylor Swift tickets.
No Taylor Swift tickets. Stop.
Okay.
It's such a tease. People are so emotional over these tickets. Don't tease them.
I'm sorry. You have not won Taylor Swift tickets. All right. Don't go anywhere. It's Manny and Loren. We'll be hanging with you all day.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
So I had to go drop a package off. I picked it up from somebody. In a bougie gated neighborhood near my neighborhood. I mean, we're talking million-dollar mansions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like...
Must be nice.
No kidding. You go into this neighborhood, and you don't even think you're in Charlotte or Union County. You're just like, this is, you know, any bougie neighborhood in any city. There's really nothing Charlotte about it. And so you go in, and my buddy's like, hey, do me a favor, just drop the package off at my front porch again where you picked it up from. And so both times I was like, I need the gate code. And he gave me the gate code, but it's like it expires after 24 hours.
You need to get the good gate code.
No.
You're doing errands for this person?
Yeah. So I go in to drop off the packages, and I'm shocked by what I see in this million-dollar neighborhood with bougie mansions. I mean, the most beautiful cars. I mean, I'm talking 8,000 square foot homes are normal. I mean, there's 11,000, 12,000 square foot homes in this neighborhood.
Okay.
And so somebody's got in front of their home, as if it's just like an ordinary neighborhood that I live in, an office chair and like a bookshelf.
Like they're throwing stuff away.
And a small desk thing. And it says for free. And I'm shocked by this, Nicole, because I'm like, people in this neighborhood, they don't need that free.
Not only that, but...
What'd you say?
Give me that chair. I need an office chair.
I mean, it says for free, and it's like, what neighbor's going to come grab that stuff? They're bougie.
Well, because they're bougie, too, like, they probably all have a lot of pride, and they're like, I can't go get it during the daylight hour. Somebody might see me.
Literally, in my neighborhood, what's for free is there are mattresses with stains, like, on every inch of it, and they're just thrown out, and it says take.
Or it says free, right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, so my neighbor next door got a big, huge backstop that somebody had for, like, you know, playing soccer so that you could protect the ball going over the fence or whatever. So we went and carried that down the other day, and that was for free. And there's office chairs and stuff. I just thought it was really funny because I'm like, dude, what? And the house was a beautiful house. It had the big U driveway with a statue, with a giant waterfall, and out on the front right it says for free. So the only thing I can think of, somebody just texted in and said maybe it's for the workers who are working, if there are people working in that neighborhood.
Maybe, yeah. So, did you get a new office chair?
I'm the proud owner of a new office chair, a bookshelf, and a desk. No. I didn't need it. And even if I did, Amanda would be like, no, we're not using that.
I don't know. If it was really nice, I might, like, just take it and then put it on Facebook Marketplace.
Our friend Jason in Belmont said, rich people are cheap, though. So maybe they would take it.
Maybe.
You know, in the middle of the night, like a very... you know, hush-hush mission.
Send their kid over.
It's so weird, though. It really is when you go into these neighborhoods where, you know, there are these huge mansions. It really is. You're almost like there's nothing Charlotte about this. You know what I mean? It's like they just dropped this neighborhood out of nowhere, you know?
And you go through and you're like, what do these people do for a living?
That's the other thing. Like, I know...
I always wonder that.
Like, I know a couple music artists live there. I know a couple athletes live there. And then I played tennis with a guy who lived there. And he's just like... he works in Ballantyne at some corporate office.
Yeah, and you're like, how did you get in here?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. You know, Manny, there's something in some foods that will make you a little happier,
mm-hmm.
right? It like helps you boost that serotonin. And Metro Online just came out with an article saying that eating one spoonful of peanut butter could make you just as happy as spooning with someone for 30 minutes. Now, I get it. I get it. You're looking for a little serotonin boost. Some of us have this, you know, seasonal depression when it gets dark really early.
Mm-hmm.
And peanut butter has like an amino acid in it that helps you boost that happy hormone. But that, I think, is temporary, right? You're just looking for like the quick fix. Because after I've had a spoon of peanut butter every single day for 30 days and I've gained 7 pounds, I'm also not happy anymore.
And you don't want to be spooned.
Right.
That's funny. I had no idea. So if you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich...
Yeah.
Your melatonin goes up?
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
Serotonin.
Serotonin.
Yeah. Your melatonin is something to do with your skin.
It also puts kids to sleep at night.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a melatonin gummy. Yeah, that's interesting that the peanut butter, and the study says, can you tell me that, just read that part again?
They say that having one teaspoon of peanut butter gives you as much happiness as spooning with someone in bed for 30 minutes.
See, I don't find spooning to be happy. Do you?
Oh, I guess it's like cuddling, right?
I think that's a weird, see what I mean? It's like a weird relation. Should be like one teaspoon of spooning is the equivalent to like getting the rose garden on your arm. You know what that is?
No.
Where somebody rubs your arm lightly?
Okay. Like scratches your arm.
Yeah, but like gently. It's called the rose garden.
Gives
you like a euphoric feeling, or like, you know, tickles your neck or something. Because I don't know if I love spooning. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't not like it.
I feel trapped.
I
guarantee you, Nicole doesn't like it. Right? You're not into spooning.
Since we've met, we've spooned every single night.
I know nothing about you.
Love will change you. I don't like to spoon going to sleep. I would like to watch a movie spooning, but like, I'm not like wanting to sit there and fall asleep like that because I get too hot.
You know who wants to spoon with me? Not my wife, because since we've been together, even dated, she put a pillow in between us. She likes that pillow in between us because she likes to lean that way on the pillow. So there's always been a pillow blocking us. I brought it up in marriage counseling. The marriage counselor didn't seem to think that was a major issue. Get over it type thing. Does she move it when you guys get intimate? The therapist wants to know. I said, yes, it's gone at that point. She goes, then you have nothing to worry about. It's a comfort thing. And do you know who likes to spoon with me? My freaking dog.
Do you get that nitpicky in therapy, by the way?
You could go wherever you want.
I have no... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not nitpicky, but I'm like, you know, she's closed off. Well, what makes you say that? Well, she puts a pillow in between us while we sleep.
Okay.
That's how
I'm
you get
there. I'm just thinking to myself, like, if Dallas brought that up in therapy, I'd be like, really? That's the sword you want to die on today?
Dude. I mean, we had our therapist at one point was like, you too, I am not your referee.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to help you work it out without me. Like... Don't bring me your problems and then sit there and go, am I right or is he right? You know, people say that spooning is a precursor to moving furniture. It's not for me. Do we need to get into all this? It's 6:40 in the morning.
I say to my husband all the time, because in my husband's book, yes, spooning is a precursor. But I'm like, can we not just cuddle without you like trying to go to the next thing? Like, can we not just lay here and like chill?
That is no problem for me. Like, I can totally do that. I can totally cuddle and not move to the next level. because I'm so used to being told no, that my body automatically does not. I need to eat the peanut butter, then go and spoon. But someone goes, Manny, just admit it, because your wife's taller than you. You're the little spoon. That's why you don't like spooning. all right, well, go get your peanut butter today, everybody.
War of the Roses, powered by Beach Mountain Ski Resort.
You want to start World War III?
War of the Roses with Manny and Loretta. Kiss 95.1.
Rebecca, you sent us a DM and said that you want to check up on your boo. What's going
on? It's her husband of 5 years, so we have to do a marriage here?
I know. I hate doing these.
I feel like maybe he's cheating, and I just don't have a good feeling.
Wait, do you have kids?
We do. We have one three-year-old. Yeah, so, you know, I'm in, but, like, I have a bad feeling. He's got this new job, which he, you know, he loves. And he's, you know, kind of mentioned this coworker a lot. And I have been noticing, like, this pattern, like, we're not intimate as much. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's not available. He used to be available, like, to meet me for lunch and stuff. And now he's just kind of not. And, you know, like, there was also this, like, I was supposed to actually meet this person, and there was, like, this after work sort of, like, hangout time, and she just never showed, so I just felt like that was weird. So
and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Rebecca, but you, whenever we do a War of the Roses, we either get an email or a DM, and you DM'd us, and you said that he talks about her a lot, and I don't want to scan over that point. Like, how often does he talk about her, and what's he talking about?
Just, like, her name comes up, like, all the time. Like, how when I ask him about his day, like, and it's almost like he's trying to be, he's trying to be subtle about it. I don't even know how to describe it, but, like, she just comes up. And now I'm just suspicious, and I can't shake it, and I don't like it.
Okay. What's her name?
Leslie.
Okay, we'll see if he sends the flowers to you or Leslie. Are you sure you're ready for this?
Oof, I gotta know one way or the other, so.
Hey, listen, I know plenty of married couples, too, who found out that the partner was cheating, and they actually worked things out, and their relationship's stronger than ever.
Oh, man. Okay, let's do it.
All right, we're gonna call Brian. Stand by. Don't say anything until we get as much information out of him if he doesn't send it to you, okay?
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, I'm looking for Brian, please.
This is
he. Hi, Brian. My name is Courtney. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We did an online Instagram tag contest, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and then we randomly selected you and that friend to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. So I'm just calling to see if you have somewhere where you'd like to send those roses.
So somebody tagged me.
Yep. So we were doing a December giveaway for a dozen beautiful free red roses. Your friend tagged you on our post. We did a random selection, and it was the two of you who came up. So I do have, like I said, $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to somewhere.
I feel like I'm going to say yes, but I mean, you're going to need my credit card info, right?
No. Brian, I don't need anything from you except for the person you'd like to send it to, the address, and then we do a QR code thing where that person can hear a message from you. So I just need those three things from you, and then we'll have them out today.
Three roses. All right. What the heck? Okay. I'll go ahead and do it.
All right. Who would you like to send them to? I just need the name first.
Rebecca.
Okay. Instead of doing a traditional card in the flowers, we do have a QR code where the person can scan the QR code and then hear a personalized message from you. So I can record that whenever you're ready.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
All right. Let's go ahead and start recording now, Brian.
Hey, Beck. Love you. Hope you enjoy these roses.
Well, congratulations, Brian. You passed the War of the Roses test. This is the Manny and the Ram Morning Show. Maybe you've heard of War of the Roses.
Unfortunately, there's no roses. But your wife, Rebecca, has been on the phone. She's been listening in this whole time. I know you probably have a lot going on right now with a new job, but she felt like Maybe you might be cheating on her.
What is happening right now?
Leslie. I'm talking about Leslie. You know? Like, oh, I just needed to know. I had some bad feelings about you and her, you know? You're talking about her all the time. You haven't been, you know, available to me. And I just had a bad feeling.
Is there anything there? You might as well be honest. You did send the roses to Rebecca, but before we get off the phone, like, you know, now you know how Rebecca feels, so maybe...
I mean, look, if anything, it's her who, like, I think she might have a little, like, thing for me, but it's...
See, look, that makes me feel uneasy.
But you have no reason to worry.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever lied to me about anything? Like, you know, if I asked if she's there, you know, which I have.
No.
Good question. There was one time where they were supposed to meet. Rebecca was supposed to meet Leslie and Leslie didn't show. Was that Leslie being shady or throwing shade, you think?
I can't say for certain. That had nothing to do with me. Like I said, look, I think she might have some feelings for me, and so maybe she didn't want to meet Becca. But I mean, that's not my fault. I've done nothing inappropriate, and I will not do anything inappropriate. I think she's got a little crush on me.
Is there any way for you to, like, maybe put some distance there or say something to her since it's making your wife uncomfortable?
Like, imagine if I went up to her and said, hey, I need you to back off. And then she'd just go straight to HR, you know, like, I don't want to, like, cause a big scene. There's nothing there. I love you, baby. Sorry.
I love you, too. I feel a little better.
Thank you. I listen to you every morning on my commute for Charlotte.
Woo! Aw, thank you so much. You're the best.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
We've got some DM drama, and Jennifer sent us this. Hey, guys. How can I get back at my loud neighbor upstairs? Everything is loud. It's like he has concrete feet. The office left him two notices already, and it hasn't helped at all. Any clever ideas to get this cat to stop making so much noise?
Oh, man. Clever ideas? No.
Revengeful?
Yes. Hold on. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm ready to watch my show on Netflix. Oh, for God's sakes. What are they doing up there now?
That's how she feels like it's going.
So, I mean, mine's boring. I did it this way. I had a loud neighbor upstairs. I went up and I was like, hey. So you don't want to sound complainy, right? You want to make it more like, get on my level. Like, hey, I don't know if you realize it or not, but like, it's really loud downstairs on my ceiling. And I just would want to know if I was on the second floor.
Oh.
I would want to know if I was, you know, unaware of how loud it was down below. And I'm like, you feel free to come down if you want, because I can hear the kids running back and forth. And I get that they have to run, but maybe just be mindful, take the shoes off or something when it's later after, you know, at night. And
it didn't stop. But maybe don't lead with you have concrete feet.
No, it definitely didn't stop. And I'm legit playing the bowling sound effect, because at one point it sounded like this when I lived in Memphis in an apartment, and the people above me, it sounded like... I'm like, what are they doing? Like,
did you install a bowling alley up there?
It sounded like they were rolling something. So what about you guys, the apartment dwellers? How do you get back at someone who's loud upstairs? And didn't Jen say be clever about it?
I mean, here's the thing. We've all heard the play really loud music at like odd hours, you know, when they're supposed to be sleeping.
She wants to get petty. Let's get petty.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
So we just had a DM drama, and someone wants to know how to get back at a really loud neighbor.
Shane in Rock Hill wants to know, what if the upstairs neighbor is making all that noise to get back at her? for being loud down below.
Well, I think the upstairs neighbor starts it. The downstairs neighbor finishes it.
Yeah, it's hard for the noise to travel up. Usually it travels down below. Let's see. Someone said, I taped a dollar store electric toothbrush to the ceiling under the dog kennel. Dog barked, pawed, and threw a fit when I left work at 5 a.m. and they were just going to bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that not genius?
You are the pettiest princess, and I love it.
Abby and Charlotte, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Abby. So, Jenny, who DM'd us, said, I need some petty ways to get back at the upstairs neighbor. What do you got?
So, my roommate and I lived together, and they had kids upstairs. I don't know what they were doing, but, I mean, at all hours of the night, they'd be making loud noises, stomping around. So we took the vacuum cleaner, and my roommate was shorter than I was, so I'd pick her up, and she would take the vacuum, and we would just vacuum the ceiling, and then take the Swiffer duster and sound like we were walking across the ceiling, and then we put a nice note on their door that just said, be respectful of your neighbors, and they sometimes stopped, but then would go back, and we just start vacuuming again.
Just a little reminder.
Thanks, Abby. Tina in Monroe, good morning.
Hey.
Tina, well, how'd you get back at someone?
Well, it's like an animal. When an animal does something, you let them know right then and there, correct?
You're saying you have to correct the animal the animalistic behavior.
Correct. Yeah. Right. But you do it right then and there to let them know what's going on.
Right.
Because they don't know what they're doing. So every time there was a guy up there with his kids, and they would be running back. So every time I had a broom with his name on, I would hit the ceiling with the broom, the handle, and then they would stop. And every time they'll run again, I hit real hard with the ceiling, they'll stop.
I like that the broom had his name on it.
Oh, God. Yeah. They had his name on it.
Just a reminder.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the broom would make me stop or be louder.
Maybe this one will.
Okay.
Susie in Spartanburg. Hey.
Hey.
You said the broom didn't work for you. So what did you resort to get the upstairs neighbor to be quiet?
Oh, we waited till about 2 a.m., me and my fiance, and we moved furniture, and we had the bed frame rocking against the wall.
Really loud.
Yeah, and they got down, and they were stomping around, and then that was the last we ever heard from up there. So
great.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Everybody's saying the broom handle, the broomstick, use it to beat the ceiling. Someone said I'd roll a chair on the ceiling in every room.
How you can't. That's not possible. If I lived by myself, I couldn't do that.
I think the text from Hickory wins, though. Taping the dollar store electric toothbrush to the ceiling under the dog kennel so the dog barked, pawed, and threw a fit.
Yeah.
And then they eventually have to tell the dog to calm down.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show.
Messing with Mom. Loren, messing with Mom, five lies.
I love doing this.
I know you do. We have a son that wants to mess with Mom this morning.
We haven't had a guy yet.
I know. Hey, Ty.
Hi, how are you?
Is Mom gullible? Do you think she'll go for it?
I think she is, yeah. I mean, she's good people, so I think she will be gullible.
Oh, excited about this.
All right, is Mom hosting Thanksgiving for you guys?
She is, yes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Ren. We're going to tell Mom that Ty is bringing somebody new to Thanksgiving.
All right.
Okay? So, Ty, your first lie, and by the way, if you get through all five, then Mom gets a nice dinner on us. But if you don't, then we just all get a laugh, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's your first lie. Mom, I met a new girl.
Okay.
Your second lie is that she's 25 years older than you are. And you just wanted to give Mom a heads up so that nobody is, upset or confused when they meet her.
Your third lie is that you're bringing this new woman to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Loren, the fourth lie is?
She's been to jail before.
So be sensitive about topics around the table.
Okay.
The fifth lie is she's the world famous chef, Martha Stewart, so make sure the meal is on point.
Okay. Then, to be on point.
Oh my God, my mom loves Martha Stewart and she's going to freak out.
Well, let's hope you get to that fifth line.
Yeah, right.
All right, you dial mom up on your phone, then you connect us through so that we can hear, so at least she knows that the call is coming from you, all right?
Okay.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. So, mom, I met a new girl.
Oh, no. What happened with Carolyn?
You know, it didn't work out, so...
So sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It's fine because, you know, I met this new girl, and she's 25 years older than me.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, and I guess I had an epiphany, and I was like, you know what? I feel like I need to go older, so I'm... She's 25.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. I mean, I hope you don't find that weird because, you know, you love me no matter what, so... And I'm happy with her.
Okay.
And she's coming to Thanksgiving. So you guys can meet her.
Hi, don't you think it's a little bit too soon to meet the family, especially with something so formal?
I mean... You gotta meet her some point. She gets to see everybody all at once. And also, Mom, I gotta tell you that she's been to Yale before, so I need you to not be judgmental. I need you to be open-minded and, you know, just
Hi, this don't is a
joke.
Holiday family dinner. And you're gonna bring this a situation like this up on a family dinner?
Mom, I mean... You know, you can't judge people by their mistakes, so I feel like you shouldn't be judging her like that.
Okay, guys, what is this woman's name?
Well, her name is Martha, and she's a world's famous chef, and I need you to...
But
dinner needs to be on point.
Are you telling me you're dating Martha Stewart?
Yes.
Hi, I don't believe you for one second now. You're telling me you're dating Martha Stewart. There's no way.
Why couldn't your son date Martha Stewart, Mom? It's Manny and Loren. You are on Messy with Mom.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, looks like you got a duo.
All right.
Jimmy with Ava in Charlotte. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Jimmy and Ava, have you ever played before?
No, never. This is our first time. We listen for everyone.
All right, you're playing Can't Be Loren. Let's see how you do with those five pop culture questions. Maybe we can throw you some free cheer wine for the year.
Throw her out of the studio, guys.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
There she goes, headphones off, walking out of the studio. Jimmy, Ava, let's see how you do against Loren. Question number one. This actor who plays Thor discovered he's at risk for Alzheimer's disease, and he's already taking preventative steps to avoid it, he said. What actor is that?
Chris Hemsworth.
This ticket website, who has merged with Live Nation, canceled public sale of T-Swift's Eras Tour that was supposed to go on sale today. What website is that?
Ticketmaster.
Sources say that Ben Affleck's current wife, J-Lo, is forming a friendship with his ex-wife. Who is she? Three, two, one. Okay, no answer there. Question four. This actor and comedian known for roles such as Santa Claus and the voice of Buzz Lightyear in the original movies visited Jay Leno in the hospital and says he's in good spirits. What actor is that?
Jim Allen.
And question number five. This network is ending its tolerance of on-air drinking on New Year's Eve. Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, however, have an exemption. What network is that?
Andy Cohen. I
don't
know who that is.
Yeah, it's the New Year's Eve special. What network are Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper on? Three. Two.
ABC.
Okay. Come on in, Loren.
Sorry.
Okay.
How do you guys think you did?
Better yesterday.
They did how better did yesterday, they said. You got three correct, so not terrible. Let's see how Loren does, okay?
Everyone does better when, like, you're not on the spot.
Right.
You know?
All right, this actor who plays Thor discovered he's at risk for Alzheimer's disease. He's already taken preventative steps to avoid it, he said. What actor is that?
Chris Hemsworth.
There you go. And it's 1-1. This ticket website, who has merged with Live Nation, canceled public sale for T-Swift's Eras Tour today. What website is that, please?
Ticketmaster.
It is 2-2. Sources say that Ben Affleck's current wife, J-Lo, is forming a friendship with his ex-wife.
Are we not done talking about
that? Who is she?
Who?
The ex-wife.
The ex-wife is Jennifer Garner.
That is correct. They didn't have an answer for that. 3-2. This actor and comedian, known for roles such as the Santa Claus and the voice of Buzz Lightyear in the original movies, visited Jay Leno in the hospital and said he was in good spirits. What actor and comedian is that?
Was it Tim Allen?
It is Tim Allen, and they got that one right as well, so it's 4-3. And question 5, the network that has the New Year's Eve special is ending on-air drinking on New Year's Eve. Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, however, have an exemption. What network is that show on?
I'm glad that they have an exemption because I'm pretty sure they were going to do it either way. Is it CNN? I'm not 100% sure.
It is CNN. Unfortunately, they said ABC. Final score, Loren 5 and Jimmy and Ava 3.
All right, guys. There are a couple hard ones in there today. I wasn't 100% sure about them either. All right, you know what we want to hear before we let you go?
This is Ava and Jimmy. We can't beat Loren. You guys are awesome. I love this show. I'm listening to it driving to work.
Oh, we love you. Thank you.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
Congratulations to Sue and Valdez. She won the tickets to go see Ed Sheeran May 27th at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. We gave away tickets all week long, so congratulations to everyone who won tickets. Congratulations to everyone who actually got tickets to go see Taylor Swift, too.
Yeah.
You may not have heard, but the on sale on Ticketmaster today that was supposed to happen is not happening. Obviously, after the hot mess that was the other day.
Yeah. Let's maybe get our life together before we start.
Exactly.
Asking people to wait 6 hours again.
So I have a question for you, Loren. And maybe it's just in front of me and I just don't know what it is, but do you know what an ambrosia salad is?
I feel like I do.
So not off the top of your head?
No.
Yeah, me neither. The Takeout, they did an article, the strangest Thanksgiving favorites in each state.
This is why I know this. This is a thing that I think Elena makes.
North Carolina and South Carolina, the strangest Thanksgiving favorite is ambrosia salad.
No, thank you. It looks like cottage cheese and a bunch of fruit.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm all set. It might not even be cottage cheese. It just looks like it.
Is it that thing that's in the horn? like that in the Thanksgiving pictures?
No.
Let me see. Yeah.
Right? Oh. That doesn't look any good.
No, it looks like something that everybody threw out.
Ooh, there's marshmallows in it. Oh, hold on. Maybe I am on board with this.
So, Alabama, California, Connecticut, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, and South Carolina, along with Texas. That is their favorite strange Thanksgiving favorite.
Wow. Get out of here. This is an interesting salad. So, this one, this recipe that I'm looking at right now is frozen whipped topping. So like a Cool Whip or whatever.
Right.
Vanilla yogurt, shredded sweet coconut, mandarin oranges, pineapple bits, maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
Chopped pecans and those little mini marshmallows that are different colors.
Yeah, it's weird. There's also something called the frog-eyed salad, which looks similar to the ambrosia salad.
This looks like, no lie, this looks like something I would make you eat if you lost a bet.
I know we're going to get a ton of texts from people that go, oh, it's delicious. We love it.
You Yankees.
Yeah. And then there's something called the Jell-O salad, which Maryland, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Virginia, along with Georgia, they like that.
This I do know about. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Jell-O salad. Wow.
Equally as disgusting.
So you just put the word salad on the end of anything and off you go, huh?
Everyone's texting in, ambrosia salad's the best.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I grew up eating it every Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. Stop saying it that way. It's pronounced
it's legit.
Ambrosia? I don't know. You didn't tell us how to pronounce it.
Like, I could read that any different than what I'm reading on the paper. Sorry, I don't feel great. My stomach hurts. I'm grumpy.
You are grumpy.
All right, we'll take a quick break. That article will be up, though, at kiss95.1.com. It's the Mania and Loren Morning Show. So there's a saying that Loren has, and this segment's not going to work if we don't hear from you, because I don't have anything this weekend that I'm doing. Maybe Loren does. Maybe Nicole does. I haven't even talked to them about this. This wasn't on our show sheet, our go-to show sheet. I'm wondering, who out there has something they're reaching for this weekend, and you're going to do what Loren loves to say?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Shoot or shoot. That's what my husband say.
So who's going to shoot their shot this weekend with something? 704-570-9595. Are you going to shoot your shot by going over and introducing yourselves to new neighbors? Are you going to shoot your shot by trying to get into that hobby you've been putting off? Are you going to shoot your shot by going after that person you've been crushing on?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know it all.
So, you know how we got denied from the American Express Lounge last time you and I were at the airport going to the Bahamas?
Yes.
So, when I was going to Chicago, I said to my husband, like, oh, you know what I'd really like to do today? I'd like to go to the American Express Lounge, but I got kicked out last time. And he said, no, go try again. And he said it to me then. He's like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Shoot or shoot. Go try again.
And?
I got denied again.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we're saying you're going to shoot your shot. We're not saying you're going to hit your mark.
Right.
704-570-9595. You can text us on the Pro Wellness Family Chiropractic text line from our friends at Pro Wellness Family Chiropractic in Lincolnton. Thank you for sponsoring this great text line that we love having, because without it, we can't hear from you. And you can also always call 704-570-9595. Are you doing anything? I mean, you shot your shot with your side business.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm still shooting. Yeah. And yeah, it's terrifying to like jump off that cliff and just go, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to launch. but no, so this weekend we have like two big things going on. We are taking the kids to the Polar Express tonight.
Oh, that's cool. Is that Statesville?
It's like an
or
hour.
Salisbury.
And that doesn't sound like shooting your shot because you buy tickets for it. But the shot that we're shooting is, are our kids going to behave?
Yeah. We did that years ago with the kids. They loved it.
Yeah. And then Cash starts his equestrian classes tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's equestrian therapy, but They're like classes with like, you know, a couple other kids in it. So
I know where that is. That's in the Waxhaw area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Who's shooting their shot this weekend? What do you got going on? What you doing? 704-570-9595. Here's Michelle in Rock Hill. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
We're great, Michelle. What you shooting at this weekend?
Yes, honey. I like going to the casino, putting my $25 down on the wheel, hit that 45. Whoop, whoop.
What casino are you going to?
Harris? Yes. The wheel, and I put 25 on it. I did it last weekend, too. And when I hit on the 45, it's like almost $1,200.
Wow. Nice. That's
free money.
Woo, good for you.
Is that the Harris Cherokee Resort, Michelle? Michelle, that's Cherokee Resort?
Yes.
Yeah, they're supposed to be building one closer in Kings Mountain, although I guess there's some delays going on.
They only have the machines. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be building a bigger one there, and I'll go there and put 25 on 45 with you, too, when they build that one.
Yes, I hope they have the wheel, too. Not all of them have the wheel, but Cherokee does.
Look how excited she is. I love it, Michelle. Go and call us on Monday and let us know how your shot.
Oh, thank you. I'm Michelle from Rock Hill.
I know.
Yes, I love you guys.
We love you, Michelle. Thanks for listening. Let's see. Someone said their first 5K with a fourth grader in Waxhaw for Girls on the Run. There you go.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to attempt to paint my entire dining room and kitchen tomorrow.
That is a shot. Good
alone
luck.
And still make it to dinner at 5 to see Jeff Ross at the Comedy Zone at 7. Good luck shooting your shot there.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
A week from now, you'll be Black Friday shopping. And while you're Black Friday shopping, there's some items that you should avoid altogether.
Oh, I feel like we just did something like this, like things that you shouldn't buy around the holidays.
This was things that you shouldn't buy in November. However, Loren, we have an article. It is holiday purchases people regret the most.
Okay.
So before you go out there and you just start spending like Loren, buy now, later with if you like it or not. There's a lot of pre-Black Friday sales events happening, a lot of door busters. Before December even arrives, you're going to have to be on point with buying things. And this we found from a website called Go Banking Rates. So you know it's legit.
Okay.
The people at Go Banking Rates, they said millions of Americans go into debt or further into debt because of impulse holiday-related purchases. And while snagging some Black Friday deals seems like a great deal in November, you may come to regret the purchase in January. So here's some.
I get caught up in the quote unquote crime of opportunity purchases.
Meaning?
Like if something is really on sale and I'm like, I don't really need it.
Right.
It's such a good deal that I feel like I should get it.
Okay. Here's some things, according to the budget experts, that you should avoid. Holiday decor. You can still deck the halls and spread the holiday cheer without going out and buying giant lawn inflatables or covering your house with lights that send your electric bill soaring. So wait till after the holidays when those holiday decorations are cheaply
they're
discounted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't buy bulky exercise equipment. You might be tempted to get it in on a good deal because after the holidays, let's be honest, you're going to want to jump on that exercise equipment in January, but you're going to be mad at it in April and May when you're not using it for anything other than a clothes rack.
Okay.
Here's things that you shouldn't buy because they're holiday purchases people regret the most. Expensive gift wrapping. Did you know Americans spend around $2.6 billion a year on gift wrap? Which is a lot for something that immediately gets thrown out after it's used.
I know, but I'm guilty of this because, like, I found a company that, like, prints your face on the gift wrapping, and I love that. I love that. It's like a caricature body, but, you know, your face is on it. And that's, instead of putting tags on the gifts.
You put your face on it or the person who it's for?
No, you put the person who it's for instead of putting a tag on it, you know, so they know it's for them.
I got you. Don't go buy an enormous turkey. Sure, they look nice on the platter, but with inflation and the avian flu driving turkey prices up, according to Loren, who said that last week, this may be the year to buck the tradition and just serve a couple chickens or a ham instead.
I mean, did chickens not have the bird flu either?
No, just the turkeys,
just
I
the
guess.
Turkeys. Yeah. That sounds like propaganda.
And the last thing that people regret the most when they buy it around the holiday are consumer electronics. It's tempting to buy those shiny new iPads, iPhones, and laptops around the holidays. But if you can resist, you'll find much better deals on previous models when the new ones are released, which is usually after the holidays. So there you have that. We'll have this list up, too. There's a couple more holiday purchases people regret the most at kiss951.com, where I also just did a blog about North Carolina's biggest tourist trap, according to Best Life, which is it was a spot I never even heard of before. But apparently it's popular, but people don't like it when they go there.
That's like that giant peach stand that Roy and I got roped into in Georgia.
What did the sign say?
It was like, the biggest peach stand you've ever seen. It was like peaches galore. And then you got inside and you were like, I felt like I've been lied to.
If you missed anything from today's show or all week long, you can head to the Kiss95.1 app and download the podcast there. We have a whole show podcast. It's the replay. And hopefully everybody has a good weekend. The weather's supposed to be nice. Remember, it's the last weekend for the Renaissance Festival. Mm-hmm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.